Hello, everybody, and welcome back to CJ Evolution. That stands for Criminal Justice Evolution. It is Wednesday, October 28th, 2015. My name is Pat Fitzgibbons. I'm the host and creator of this brand new podcast for the criminal justice professional like you, hosted by me, another criminal justice professional. And I welcome everybody back at it. Doing another podcast. I love doing them, and I'm glad you've tuned in to this one. Just wanted to come in for a few minutes and say hi. It's about 3 o'clock in the morning right now here in beautiful Colorado. I am bored at work, kind of blacked out watching the non-existent traffic. And a big shout out to everybody out there and the other first responders. Wherever you are, thank you for what you do. I was pretty excited today. I went and got a new book that I've been waiting for to come out, and it's by Lewis Howes, The School of Greatness. I'm a huge fan of Lewis Howes. I think I've talked about him in a prior live or prior podcast about being one of my mentors, even though he doesn't know it. I listened to all of his podcasts, and I think this guy's great. Just such an inspiring story he has, how he reached the level of success he has, really out of nothing. So I went out, got the book today. No, I'm not a pitchman for Lewis Howes, but again, I'm a big fan. So I would encourage everybody to go out and get the book. I just started reading it, and it's already pretty good. And again, he's one of those self-help gurus that talks about how you can lift yourself up and do bigger and better things in your life. So I would encourage you to go out and pick up the book, because that's really what it's about, right, folks? Making better choices, getting us to that higher level in life where we all want to be. And he, along with like Tim Ferriss and Jamie Tardy, are some of my favorites that I listen to. So all available on podcasts. So a lot of times when I'm bored at night and we're pretty slow, we're heading into those winter months, so we're going to be slower, just the way it is sometimes. I will pop on a podcast and listen to these great people. Really inspirational. So I would encourage each of you to do that too. I mean, you need that good pouring into you. You need that positivity pouring into you more than not. And so much that we see in this job is negativity. So I find it beneficial for me to to reinforce my thoughts a lot with positivity, you know, and positive things. Because really, if you harp on the negative, we are pretty much what our thoughts are. I mean, our thoughts, we become what our thoughts are, believe it or not. I know I'm getting deep here, but that is a fact. You know, whatever we think of, we're gonna manifest that. So if we're thinking positive thoughts, we're going to manifest that positivity in our lives. If we're thinking negativity all the time, which sometimes this job has a tendency to do, then that's going to be what we're going to get. We're going to get negativity. You know, what we put out to the universe is generally what we get back. So anyway, a little deep discussion. So I was talking to a buddy of mine. Well, let me back up. I think I've mentioned before that I'm becoming a big fan of Blab. Blab is a great app that is out there that basically lets you video stream, a live video stream, up to four people at a time. The screen is split up into four sections, and if you are able to join one of the Blabs, you can get on there and talk about whatever you want. And I want to, you know, check out the app. I had a friend of mine the other day. I asked him to download Blab because I'm going to have a Blab, whatever, Blab show on Thursday coming up. Actually, tomorrow. Today is technically Wednesday, and so I'm gonna have a show on talking about cop related issues and whatever else we decide to talk about. You know, it doesn't, I guess we can morph this conversation however we want, but it's titled as kind of Cops on Blab, various topics. So if you want, I'd love to see you in this episode. I would love to have everybody show up if you want to and kind of join in the discussion. And again, that's going to be this Thursday. If you download the app, and you can pick it up on iTunes or whatever you use, whatever store you use for Android, you can download the app on your phone. You can search my name, Pat Fitzgibbons, and you should be able to see my upcoming Blab episode. And again, I'm new to Blab, folks, but it's a great way to get the message out. You know, I think it's great that law enforcement's on social media. I listen to a couple different podcasts, where they're hosted by law enforcement. I think they're pretty good. But I think you're going to see the trend of law enforcement, more and more law enforcement officers getting on social media, because I think it really is a good way to connect, show a human side to law enforcement. So check me out on Blab this Thursday, folks. You can also check me out on Periscope. I'm getting pretty into Periscope. I've been kind of doing it on and off for the last couple of weeks, and I've actually did one tonight. I was kind of popped on for a couple minutes. I do it sparingly. It was interesting because I was watching a Periscope tonight a little bit of this guy, this cop down in Georgia. He was on there like all night. It was like 8 hours of Periscoping. I'm like, dude, what are you doing? I don't think he ever got out of his car. I think he got out maybe a couple times. But I'm like, Periscoping, really? All night? So, but anyway. So anyway, folks, I just wanted to hop in. I try to keep my podcast fairly short. And I would love some advice on this. You could email me at pjfitz40@gmail.com and let me know what your thoughts are on this. I try to keep my podcast short, concise, to the point, because I don't want to drone on, which I think I'm doing right now. So you can catch my podcast, folks, cjevolution.com. You can check me out on Podbean and also on iTunes, folks. I appreciate everybody tuning in on this beautiful Wednesday. I'm sorry. And I look forward to seeing you all again on my next podcast. So stay safe, everybody. And until next time, bye-bye.